Listen to Delaware County Today on Alexa. Just enable the skill. Then say, Alexa, play WMUN. Now back to Steve Lindell.
A lot of moving parts this morning with weather coverage, storm coverage, damage coverage, and they'll continue assessing, and we will continue reporting on WMUN News Radio and the rest of our Wolf Boom radio stations as well. We thought maybe the lighter side of news and the helping side of a grateful community for all the things that are awesome about Hillcroft would be an appropriate next conversation here. Dan Wolfert is my guest right now with a couple of minutes overview of a big event that you've been planning again for a while now. It sounds even bigger than it has been before, Dan.
Good morning, Steve. It is. It's really grown, which is amazing. But really quickly, first of all, kudos to you and your team. Great coverage on the storms and everything last night. Thoughts and prayers out to everybody in that affected area. It's been really crazy to follow it all. So thank you for keeping us all alert of all the happenings. And then also, happy anniversary.
Oh, hey, a listener. Somebody listened earlier. Thank you for that.
I had to prove that I was listening to you.
Good boy. Very nice. Okay, so what, where, when, and how big is this Saturday event? Give us the lowdown, would you?
We call this our Shop and Share Vendor Market. Think of it as a flea market, farmer's market, all wrapped into one. It is an indoor event, which is great. It'll be up at our facility here on Air Park Drive, 501 West Air Park Drive, kind of by short of the Riggin roundabout by the airport on Walnut Street there. So it's kind of in that area. But, yeah, it's just a big – we have almost 80 vendors. We actually had to cut it off, Steve, because of the we usually get about 40, so we're almost double what we normally have. It's just a bunch of local vendors, that people who have their own little businesses selling all of their little arts and crafts and goodies and that kind of thing. So we're really just trying to spread the word. We have had no lack of vendors. We just want to get some foot traffic to help support all these people.
Do you pay to get in? Or, I mean, is this a fundraiser for Hillcroft? Or how does that work?
Yeah, the fundraiser part was of the booth rentals for those 80 vendors.
Got it.
So that all those proceeds went to Hillcroft and our Creativity Unlimited program to support our clients here. You know, we work with people with disabilities. I know I don't need to tell you that, but just for the listeners. So we raised almost $2,000 just because of the vendor booth registration. Mm-hmm. So now we want to repay those vendors and get people to come in. So it's a free event to the public. Come, it's free. There will be some food and concessions available, but it's a completely free event. And like I said, indoor, rain or shine, refreshments, all that good stuff. We've done our part as far as the fundraising aspect of it, so it's been amazing. Like I said, we raised over $2,000 for our Creativity Unlimited program. Now what we're trying to do is push it so that people will come out and support these people who have been supporting us.
Very nice. Show up from when to when again. Remind them the time and again the location before we wrap up, okay?
10 a.m. to 3 p.m. tomorrow, Saturday the 16th, and it's right here at Air Park Drive at our big Hillcroft facility on the east side. You will, if you come down Air Park Drive, you can't miss our big 85,000 square foot building, and it'll be on the kind of the left side, the east side of the building, and that's where everybody will enter. And it should just be, I mean, we have just an eclectic mix of vendors. It's listed on our website. If somebody wants to see all the vendors that are coming, we have this graphic. You need to get your glasses out because it is so. There are so many on there. We've just been blown away by the support and the turnout.
Excellent. Thank you, Mr. Wolfert. Good luck with the event tomorrow. I'm sure it'll be great.
Thanks for having me, Steve. Appreciate it. Have a good weekend.
Absolutely. Thanks much. Live on WMUN.